Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
I'm Erica Wides, host of Let's Get Real, the cooking show about finding, preparing, and eating food. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Okay, where are we?
Who are you? Who are we?
How the hell did I get here?
Who are we?
What day is it?
All right, we're back on Arts and Seizures and guaranteed more seizures than art this week as it's like deja vu all over again as we do part one of our part two of our one part series.
Wait a second.
Our bodies, ourselves, and I'm here, of course, with the ghoul of my dreams.
Ah.
Everybody's favorite pizza, Pizza Rumba.
Sitting in the Durwood Kirby guest host chair once again.
And I was reading a story, I think in Rolling Stone, one of these popular magazines of our day, and another one of these stories about what things millennials will never know. And the truth is, I didn't even know half the fucking shit on the list because it was all like these 90s bands that I didn't care about. But no one is getting that joke. Okay, no matter how many times.
I will repeat as necessary. Look, the awkward dirt table. Nice kids.
They know they're being watched.
No, nice kids. What? I wonder what they're ordering.
Ask them if they know like Durwood Kirby is.
Of course they know who Durwood Kirby is.
No one knows who Durwood Kirby is.
Of course they do.
And your Gemini-era humor.
He was the faithful sort of goyish host for Alan Funt. To make him more acceptable to middle America, they'd have Durwood Kirby. Every week he had one guest. His guest was Alan Funt, candid camera.
He was the straight man.
See, that's what we
and
did.
Hardly, you know what, after a while, he just sat there and chuckled once
that's
in a while.
That's where this show is at. We just have one guest and do the same show over and over again.
I'm your guest host.
And
you're stuck
and
with me.
And with us today, once again, is superstar Christine Montreal.
Wait a minute. Hi. What do you mean once again?
It's nice, nice to see you.
It's great to be here.
How's things in Montreal?
I had to come out of retirement for this twice.
How long have you been retired?
It's been about 25 years, but I was the former president of the Opinion Society, which I had to step down from. Hey, are you looking at my legs?
Madam, I'm above that. There we go. Hey, Mike. Hey, Chris.
Okay, listen.
Christine, do you know I'm in the Fleshtones, the band of Fleshtones?
Oh, my God. You're in that band. Can you sing me a song?
Well, how's about One Night With You?
Yeah, okay, but sing me a song first.
I hear you, baby. Hey, Mike, what are we doing here anyway?
So a guy goes to a doctor, and the doctor says...
What happened?
And the doctor says, well, you're going to die. And the guy says, I want a second opinion. So the doctor says, okay, you're ugly.
You know what? Guy went to a doctor, right? And the doctor says, I got good news, I got bad news. So the guy goes, well, I can take it. Tell me the bad news. He goes, you got cancer. So he goes, oh, my God, that's horrible. He's devastated. So he goes, quick, tell me the good news. And so the doctor goes, well, you got Alzheimer's. And he goes, whew, man, I thought you told me I had cancer. So the guy goes to see the doctor, right? You know? And the doctor goes, well, I got good news and I got bad news, right? So he goes, look, I'm a tough guy. Tell me the bad news. So he goes, well, you know, you got a terminal illness. You're going to die in 3 months. He goes, the guy was devastated. Michael, the guy was devastated, right? So he goes, tell me the good news. So the doctor goes, you know that blonde nurse in the reception? He goes, yeah. He goes, well, I've been fucking her. So guy, come on. He couldn't pay his bills, Michael. Michael.
He got 2 weeks to live. The guy said, I can't pay the bill. The doctor says, I'll give you another 2 weeks.
Exactly. Michael, what have you been doing? Come on. What are we doing here?
So I've been getting old. And
you're kidding.
I've been getting old.
Not me.
Slowly. No, you've been aging quite gracefully, and that is the...
like a French woman.
The one about the French woman?
This is the putative topic of today's show is aging gracefully.
You know what? It's aging. Because you can't stop it, baby.
It's one thing I am sure of.
Which rock stars did we lose this year?
Well, let me punched a huge hole in the landscape.
And, I'd say so.
I mean, a guy that I really thought was indestructible, and if they could take Lemmy, I mean, how long is it we got?
I tell you, they ain't got Jerry Lee yet, right? Everyone in the 70s, everyone thought he was finished, right? Jerry Lee, man. Well, he's a tough one.
Yeah, well, I have a feeling, though, he's just like lying in bed somewhere with his poodle licking his toes. And I don't know that he's still out there killing it. Chuck Berry's still playing gigs, though, I think. Passes his gigs. You know, we lost B.B. King this year, but I understand, like, his last gigs were he was on the road. You know, he was one toke over the line, and maybe he should have done it. I don't know if you've seen the Rolling Stones lately, but Mick Jagger looks retarded jumping around like that.
I think he looks
quite silly. Keith,
I don't know about
Keith
this
is going
Michael.
All natural, and he sort of looks like an old guy, and he's certainly not playing with the guts and snarl that he used to. But I just think it's kind of
You know what?
Mick looks foolish. Okay.
In the '70s, I passed up a few opportunities to go see the Rolling Stones because I thought it was too late to see the Rolling Stones. But someone set me straight, and they said they're getting better. So I you know what? I think maybe I'll see this tour, but I think I might wait for the next one.
You might wait for that.
I got it.
You are the very, very picture of optimism.
What are we doing? The bread has been served at that table over there. So we are at Roberta's.
We are at Roberta's.
What do you think their relationship is? Are they brother and sister? Is? Yeah.
You think it's
feeling
platonic?
Any heat over there. Yeah.
I don't know.
So, you know, I think Bob Dylan is doing it right. We were talking about this earlier.
He did the
Sinatra record. And the big media event he did was a cover of the AARP magazine.
Yeah.
Well, he's smart. The guy knows where his fans are. I mean, it's the largest circulation magazine in America, and it's distributed to everyone over 50.
I can see the two of you on the cover of that.
I've always liked Hans Arp. I've always loved his work. AARP. Come on.
Were you telling me about before?
What was I telling you?
The Woosley and what? These jokes.
Wheeler and Walsley, they're coming back.
You know, I'm reading this thing about like lamenting that millennials don't know what it means to develop a roll of film. But talking to you, it's like...
You know what? The millennials have been
like going
spared.
It's like going to Gettysburg and, you know, and like getting like the guided tour or something.
No, it's like going to Gettysburg and being like in the Twilight Zone. Where, like, all of a sudden you're back at Pickett's Charge, Mike. Remember? Imagine that. You're in the middle. You know what I'm saying? It's like the hour long Twilight Zones, the half hour.
Well, Christine Montreal, I gotta say, you look beautiful.
Thank you very much.
She does. She looks lovely.
You don't look. You look exactly like the last time I saw you.
I'm doing my Kegels right now.
Stumbling out of. Oh, is that what that is?
Stumbling out of Studio 54.
Yeah, I know. I had to retire after that.
And what is your secret for looking so good aging so well at a time when unfortunately I feel like women are under the magnifying glass, you know, every day of their lives. You, a guy like you, can get away with it, because you've been old for so long now. People don't even remember when you were young, and it's good.
I'm always young.
You've plateaued.
You know, it's like Adam's Family. The Avon lady comes to the gate, and little Wednesday is like hanging out and. And she says, well, you know, Wednesday says, well, we don't need anything because Uncle Fester uses formaldehyde. And so the Avon lady says, oh, does he use that to keep young? And so Wednesday says, no, he uses it just to keep.
Now, that's an old-fashioned, the old-fashioned
way. This is an old-fashioned. Old-fashioned
way.
They're going to make
just
a joke.
Yeah, there you go. Make a Jim Backus joke.
No, it's a struggle to, you know, manage gracefully through age, and I've heard that I'm supposed to experience another 35 years of perimenopause.
Perry Mason.
Perry Mason.
I'm just going to call him Perry Mason. I'm a big guy.
So the
Perry Mason, I prefer.
So the millennials don't know who the perennial loser DA was. What was his name?
Oh, my God. You have the details of
Michael.
Perry Mason?
Michael,
I'm just trying to avoid the squishiness of lady
problems. He's not, Michael is not remembering. That's the problem.
Yeah, I know.
He's not remembering.
I'm sorry to remember the difficulty we had doing the show last week.
Michael, do you remember this song we've been working on? Is it too early for that? Dance routine that the people at home
can't see? I think we could turn a song. You know, like I said, there's those old blues men that we love so much. When they did these songs, they weren't old.
Wait a second. When I saw them, they were old. When I saw Charlie Hooker, he was like...
I saw John Lee Hooker too, and he was.
He was always old.
But you know, but the thing is, though, I'm old enough to have seen John Lee Hooker. I saw him at the Lone Star Cafe. I was 16 years old.
And what happened?
No one batted an eye when I walked in with my fake ID. One of these things. I think it's a New York State ID. I got it at Times Square for $5, and I took a couple of my high school friends.
In those days, you only had to be 12 to drink, though.
If you had $1.50, they would have given a beer to a 5-year old. And John Lee Hooker was absolutely devastating. He was so good. I mean, it was just unbelievable. Obviously. He was not a young man, but he sat at the front of the stage with his big Fender amp right next to his head, and he had a full band with them, and it was devastating. And who's going to replace those guys?
So that's why you look this way.
Who's going to replace those guys?
Well, let's hear you guys sing and replace them.
You know who's going to replace those guys?
You are, Pete Zaremba.
A guy from southern New Jersey. I'm talking about south of Tom's River. I'm talking about southern Mike Edison.
Yeah. Country Mike.
Country Mike.
Country Mike, right.
Where are you from? You're from
Metuchen.
I thought you were from Mays Landing.
I think there's a joke about that.
Obsequian.
I'm sure there are a lot
of jokes.
You're
from Obsequian, right? You're way down in the Pine Barrens, right? The lonely Pine Barrens. Pine Barrens Mike Edison. Okay, let's do this. This song's by Otis Hicks.
Well, I told the old gray hen, you ain't come to see me since I don't know when. The old gray hen told the little red rooster, you don't come around, daddy, like you used to. Got to rock tonight, baby. Rock tonight, baby. You're right now, we gotta rock tonight. Well, the little green frog told the old black snake, come on, daddy, let's jump in the lake. The old black snake told the little green frog, I'm gonna lie here on this log. We got to rock tonight, baby, now. Rock tonight, baby. We're going out, cause we're gonna rock it tonight. Now, Michael, do it Southern Jersey style. Come on. House. The old gray mouse told the old black cat, oh, wait a minute, daddy, don't you chase me like that. You got to rock tonight, baby, now. Rock tonight, baby, now. You're going out, we're going to rock it tonight. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Elizabeth, with the applause. No, gracias.
All right. We're back. Who and for whom does the bell toll?
It toll for I forget.
What do you do? What's a secret?
I forget who it calls for. Why?
You look so good. You're so,
I'm looking
you look
good.
Baby. You sound good. What year did the Flesh Tones start?
What's our secret?
What year did the Flesh Tones start? 1960.
No, it was right after the when we were asked to play at the Ford Theater for President Lincoln, and it was that's a show we want to forget though. You know, in 1976, for the bicentennial of our great country, and it was in Whitestone, Queens, in the basement of Keith Strang and Jan Mark Bukowski. And you know what? We haven't stopped that.
And it's a vicious racket. And
it's a you know what it's like. It is. It's like you're hooked. I'm hooked.
You're hooked.
I'm hooked.
This rock and roll.
It's going to get better, folks. That's what Johnny Carson used to say.
Rock and roll, Johnny Carson. Do you think kids even know who Johnny Carson are? Is there a reason why kids even need to know who Johnny?
They don't even know what a TV is. So
TV.
What's a TV? Right?
I don't know. I mean, I want to watch Star Trek. I watch it on my watch these days, pretty much.
Yeah, but TV is better than when we were younger. You're getting more channels and things. It's like there's a lot more interesting.
There's no question that like the TV shows that were being pitched on HBO, on Netflix, you know, on Amazon, all these wonderful new things, Mad Men, and you know, whatever it may be, as much. I mean, have you seen
but
I Dream of Jeannie lately?
Is questionable. Yeah.
I
mean, have you actually watched I Dream of Jeannie?
No,
lately?
I have not.
Yeah. Well,
I used to like that show.
Yeah. I like the idea of it. I like the idea that an astronaut has a sexy genie.
I like,
and this makes me very happy. I draw great comfort.
I like
from
his
this.
Square gay friend. What was his name? Healy? Major Healy.
Major Healy? Yeah. Didn't he live across the street from Bob Newhart, too? Major Healy?
I don't know. Who was the...
And they're a prick psychiatrist.
Who was the woman...
Who was always getting up on their shit.
I liked him, too. Now, who was... okay, I don't want to bore everyone with this, but in
I think the dog is...
I don't know. Come on, it's the fastest 30 minutes online here.
We're racing towards our deaths. Go ahead.
My favorite Martian, which I hated.
Oh, okay.
I hated that show. But the Mrs. Kravitz, who was the neighbor, right? Who was like always like seeing them levitate.
She was the one who's like who saw it. When did the idea that Martians had like antenna coming out of their heads, like rabbit ears, like on old TVs? When did that idea become popularized?
It was a scientific thing, right? In the 50s,
because Martians were scientific. Because
they realized that they would need those.
Another
Michael.
Planet.
They wouldn't head for another planet. Are we heading for the break?
All right, we're heading
Where's
for the break.
My
we're,
pizza?
No, we're going. We're going.
Where's my pizza, Remba?
We're traveling the spaceways today here on Arts and Seizures.
From planet to planet, Sun Ra, baby.
That's right. And we got a Flesh Tones tune to play for you. We got superstar Christine Montreal
out of retirement.
Who's very famous. Very famous.
Out of
more famous. What are you? The 70s, the 80s, the thing. Are you?
Wait a minute,
Michael. Are you a Denison or a Doyen? I have no idea. All right, it's Mike.
Michael, what are you famous for? That's what I want to know.
You know, I'll tell you what, Saramba.
You'll never know how much I really love.
I'll tell you what.
Tell me what. Tell me.
Okay. Once upon a time, you all know the story that Andy Warhol said, you know, in the future we'll all be famous for 15 minutes. But what he didn't say, what he didn't predict, is the internet, and that we'd all be famous for the same 15 minutes.
Over and over again.
It wouldn't mean anything. That's all right, Arts and Seizure, we're going to take a quick break. Liz in the booth, give it a twirl. We'll be back after this.
I am over 25, but you can trust me. I can understand how you feel. I am over 25, but trust me, I share with you kids the same ideals. I once chased the same dreams you're pursuing. Just like you, I heard the flower's song. I've done everything that you are doing, so I won't put you down and say you're wrong. I know there's been times as I grew old, times I'd cop out when put to the test, times I was afraid the world would bust me, times when I would settle for second best. But in my own way, I've done my best to keep the torch alive, because I always felt that it was you who are under 25 would pick up where I faltered and move ahead a step or two. And next time someone calls you brother, this time it would be true.
My name is Brandon Boy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
All right.
Thank you, Heritage. Thank you, Roberta's.
All right, and don't forget that Arts and Seizures on the Heritage Radio Network are member-supported, so if you see that little flashing button on your internet machine, it says be a member, donate, be part of this thing, please be part of it. Send us some dough, and Pizza Rembo will come over your house and pay.
Hey, you need some dough to make those pizzas, right? Send that dough so they can make pizzas.
And Pete will bartend at your next party. He will make you
Make it old-fashioned, the old-fashioned way.
All right, we're
just
back.
Like dear old dad.
Just like dear old dad.
Back. You know, my parents were like so old before they were young. I mean, to paraphrase Yogi Berra, it got late pretty early for them. seriously, my dad was like 40. He was like already, you know, the man. When he was 30, he was the man in the gray flannel suit. I mean, they were squares. You know,
I didn't even join the Fleshtones until I was 40. So
in 1976.
Jesus.
But you look marvelous, darling. What's your secret? Do you moisturize?
I use that formaldehyde to keep, not to keep young, just to keep.
I have a couple of tips that I'd like to share.
Oh, please. But
I want to get serious a little bit because
it's about time.
I couldn't get Gisele Bündchen's chef to come and, you know, cook for me because we're all hearing about her diet now, but. I talked to a very smart friend of mine who said that her aging goal was this: happy, healthy, happy, healthy, happy, healthy, dead. And I thought, you know, that's a really great model to follow.
I like removing the denouement there. That's good. That's good. Just remove the third act entirely.
Because really, you know, keeping your happiness is valued as much as your health.
Sarumba, here, over here, back. Out. Come back.
Where are we? Wait a minute.
What day is it?
Wait a minute, where are we? What year is this?
76.
I like that. My whole life was just the first act.
That's right, baby. And remember, well, who said in America, Scott Fitzgerald, that's boring. Yeah. I'm not even going to say
it. Right.
In America, there is no second act.
Says the Fleshtone, how many second acts have you guys had?
We're in the 500.
It's different, though, right? I mean, listen, last night we went out for dinner. We had a couple drinks.
Where'd you go?
It's like, I always had dinner with friends with the Heritage lamb that,
did you finally eat that Heritage lamb?
The lamb arrived, and we... It's a whole lamb I got for doing a gig. It's toothsome.
It was toothy, baby.
It was toothsome.
You would have sold your soul for that lamb.
There's not much I would do for someone to deliver an entire lamb to my house. But seriously, as remember, are you regular? You look wonderful.
No, I show up when you need me. Yeah.
On time.
You know, we were talking before about you know, Carrie Fisher, she's being trolled, you know, for, oh, she didn't age well, which is complete fucking bullshit, of course. She looks super dynamite. And, Christ, for all she's been through, she looks super mega hyper dynamite. Of course,
super
she looks
appropriate.
She looks not.
I did like her line that youth and beauty are not accomplishments. They're just sort of accidents of time.
Well, you know who didn't age well?
She had at least one of those, right?
You know who didn't age well? Janis Joplin.
I mean, you bet.
You know who didn't age well? Yes. James Dean. I mean,
exactly.
You know, the fact that we're, you know, listen, not, you know, you got to sort of like, I don't know, you're not feeling like you got to like, you know, what, you know, I mean, like Lemmy said, he switched from Jack Daniels to vodka. Of course, yeah. we see where that got him.
The Fleshtones were driving to a gig in like Monterey or something. We cut off Interstate I-5, right? And so we're driving on one of these little weird roads through that type of landscape you see on a lot of TV shows. It's all barren and empty, California. And I got the creepiest feeling. You know, we're heading for, Los Robles or wherever it is. And it's in the middle of nowhere, nothing. I mean, not a type of California non-landscape, no houses, no
You're
trees.
On Rigel 7.
No tumbleweeds.
Nothing. And I got the sickest, weird feeling in the car. And then suddenly...
Death Valley.
No. Later on, I realized that we were passing the point where James Dean had died.
Ah.
And what was he driving? A Cobra or whatever it was.
He was driving a Porsche Spyder.
Porsche Spyder. And it was on his way to some auto meet road.
You know, James Dean's got a legacy. I think, you know, he died young, so maybe he'll be young forever. Kids know who James Dean is, although I can't imagine. I mean, I guess
he didn't get to make those bad movies.
I mean, is anybody sitting around watching Giant anymore? I mean, that isn't like somehow been indoctrinated into this culture?
John.
Wow, the date table just ordered two very large pork bellies. Didn't they?
Those are giant
slabs. For the people at home, it does look mighty damn good.
It is the heroin. It's like a lot of, it's the heroin of food.
It does. It doesn't look very healthy, but it looks very good. I feel like going out there and trying some of it. Join them.
Just hi, old man.
I'll just pull up a chair and get into that pork belly there. And he's got some sort of grilled... whole wheat.
Yeah, that's where he's killing
sandwiches.
Me.
This is where he goes wrong.
This is it. But that sandwich he's got that's like piled high it's like here's a cheeseburger, you know, with like, you know, the Exxon Valdez's worth of cheese, but it's on multigrain bread.
That'll help. That'll dial back. Do you want to play another song? I want to play another song. I want to do a song that we've never done before.
Did we tell the doctor jokes yet?
We don't. What doctors? I want to do a song by that we've never done before.
Wait
a minute.
There's the first president, the first female president of the United States is being inaugurated. The first Jewish female president of the United States is being inaugurated.
When did that happen?
It's Inauguration Day. Listen, my friend, those who forget the future are doomed to repeat it. Okay, I'll explain.
He's going to be repeating that sandwich, but...
The first Jewish president is being inaugurated, a woman, and her mother's in the audience, and she's up there on the steps of the Capitol, and she
What does she say?
And mom says to the person next to her, you see that woman? The one up there on the Capitol steps? The one there, she's got her hand on the Bible? The other guy says, yes. And she says, well, her brother's a doctor. It's like, I feel like these jokes... You know, like need to be carbon dated. Just sounds like my love life, carbon dating.
You dated them? You want one though too?
How's your penis, Mike Edison?
So, you know what, Mike?
I'm happy. I'm the age now where a lot of guys.
Mike, you look
listen,
good.
Listen, I could be a candidate for like a Viagra ad. Of course, I don't look very good on TV. I'm too fucking fat.
You look great for radio,
dude. Yeah, I look great for radio. I know TV. I got more chins than a fucking Chinese circus.
I went to the doctor.
But my penis works.
I went to the doctor, Mike. You know, but I had to wait. You know, so I go. I'm waiting so long. I put my ear to the door, and I hear it's like. This woman in there, she's going, doctor, kiss me, you know? So the doctor says, I can't kiss you. So she says, no, doctor, please, kiss me. And he goes, it's against my ethics, I can't kiss you. She says, doctor, kiss me now. He goes, lady, I shouldn't even be fucking you the way I am, you know?
My grandfather's dating this blonde. He's 80 years old. He's like this 22-year-old blonde. He's dating, and the doctor says to my grandfather, he says, well, you know that could be fatal. My grandfather says, well, if she dies, she dies.
All right. You know what? I've been wanting to do a song by Sonny Boy Williamson.
Here we go. Hearts and Seas, everybody. Peter Zaremba. So you remember,
what happened?
When old guys like, it was like Count Basie and Duke Ellington, you know, it's like just another thing that's like gone out of vogue. I'm bringing it back. You want to
bring me back, baby.
You want to be Duke Zaremba or Count Zaremba, I think.
I am self-styled.
You were the self-styled Count.
Although I did spend an interesting evening with Duke Ellington, but I won't tell you about it.
Really?
Yes, I did, but I won't tell you about it.
Something to look forward to, and as always, it's been the fastest half hour on the internet, thanks to St. Elizabeth of the Booth Twirl Knobs, and of course, superstar Christine Montreal. And my penis works great. I mean, you know, just
back on the scene,
just,
baby.
Just saying. Back on the scene.
Back on the scene, baby.
The doyen of
doing your thing.
Always fabulous, famous and fabulous.
When I first met the little girl, I was doing, and now we're all tied up, and my life is ruined. I'm scared of that child, I'm scared of that child, I'm scared of that child, I'm too young to die. She's a cute little girl, got such wonderful mug, but when she starts to yagging, her voice busts a stone jug. I'm scared of that child. I'm scared of that child. I'm scared of that child, 'cause I'm too young to die. Southern Mike. Of a 38, I'm scared of that child. I'm scared of that child. Oh, I'm scared of that child, 'cause I'm too young to die. That's what made her mad. Now I'm looking at two blue eyes. They turned greener than the grass. I'm scared of that child. I'm scared of that child. I'm scared of that child. I tell you, I'm too young to die. Woo!
All right, we'll see you guys next week for part three of our one-part show, Our Bodies, Ourselves, Hearts and Seizures. Thanks to Christine Montreal, Pizza Reba. I'm Mike Edison here on the Heritage Radio Network. See ya.
See ya around, baby.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, listeners. We want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway, and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Aweli, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries. Like, why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode? Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.